Hey everybody, welcome to Zias. No, give me a second to get the intro out and then you can come on.
Fucking Town Podcast!
Brian Wilson Lawhawk, really? You're gonna come in here and do this to me? Alright, just, you guys give me a second.
I say Fucking Town Podcast! Baby,
please, just give me a moment, okay?
And I'll. Fucking Town Podcast!
Lawhawk, no! No! Brad Lawyer. I just want to get through this episode, intro, and then we'll be right on
I'm
the...
Mayor
oh
Betsy
my God,
Christ.
Betsy! Betsy, no! Oh, man! He's Louise. Guys make me want to smoke. Alright, everybody calm down. Just wait. I wanted to come on for a second and talk a little bit about the podcast before I played it. There's not really a whole lot of context here. It just kind of starts off with Zach. And we didn't get an intro recorded. Didn't get an outro recorded. And there's only about 45 minutes or so, including music. So it's not a real long one. It's real quick. It's fun. We had a really good time. We were living the high life. Me and the wife and the little girl. We kept the little boy at the at Nana's house. So yeah, I want to say a big shout out to Hinder the Archer, specifically Richard Hennessy. We got to be guests of his, me and my wife, and so actually the whole family got to get in as guests, not only thanks to him, but thanks to me, Motor Scooter. I'm not really sure how we got the other guest pass, exactly where it came from, but it had something to do with Joe or Zach or Rebecca or somewhere in there. But it's very cool. We all three got to go, which we wouldn't normally get to go. It was a lot of fun. $70, $60 is pretty high. Probably not for a festival, but I just, when you have a family and you gotta multiply that times three, times parking and food and drink and all that stuff, it gets to be really high really fast, and sometimes that's just not in the budget. So it was really cool that we got to go, and with our guest pass, we got to go anywhere that the bands went, as long as somebody in a band went with us. And we knew enough people there that were in bands that we had a really good time. We got there, we parked, we got in, we saw Pearl Earl. I've never seen them before, and they were awesome. I mean, they were just great. I was transfixed on them. Couldn't stop watching them the whole time. Can't wait to see them again. They're awesome. We got an interview with them up front, too, so that was really cool. Ronnie Hart was there, just being awesome, Ronnie Hart. Andy Pickett came on and was... Everything I love about Andy Pickett was on display at a Fortress Festival. It was cool. He did great. The whole band did great. The horns sounded good. The band sounded good. The crowd was really receptive to it. It just fit the mood, the sunshine. Everything was just, I don't know, it was really great whenever Andy was playing. And we got to see Richard, Hinder the Archer play. And I don't know, that might have been the best show that I've seen them play. It just seems like that they were firing on all cylinders. And it just continued on that way. From that point, we got to go do some VIP stuff, and we didn't do a lot of recording. We did a lot of hanging out, enjoying ourselves, enjoying being part of the Fort Worth community, hanging out downtown, looking at cool stuff. I do want to say we had a really good time. At the end of the show, I'll come back and do a little recap at the end of the night and kind of what I thought about the festival as a whole. So this is good. Get on with the show. Me, the wife, the girl were there. Zach and Rebecca were there. Joe was there. Dustin and Stubbs from the Jerry Jones Massacre was there, along with Eric doing Eric Garcia doing photography. Bigfoot was there. Susie and Ryan were there. Didn't get a whole lot of Susie in this podcast, which is weird. Kind of miss it. Need more Susie. So. But anyways, with that being said, let's just see how we handled Fortress Fest. Okay. One of y'all fight it out and give me an intro.
Wow.
Wakey, wakey.
Hands off Snakey.
It's Fitz.
And Spurts.
On Funky Town Podcast in the morning.
This morning, we're talking about seven places to... on West 7th.
And we have the news. We have the weather.
It's hot.
And traffic. On fives.
Funky Town Podcast!
Rebecca.
Yes, Zach?
Can I explain to you the entire plot of Naruto from beginning to end?
Certainly.
Oh, okay.
Well. That right.
Wait, what do you mean? I'm just trying
to... He wants to do the whole...
plot of Naruto.
Yeah.
It'd be interesting podcasting.
You know, it'd be interesting? Because if you and Rex had a podcast where you guys are talking about Naruto...
That would be interesting. That'd be interesting. We're taking over.
You know what
it's going to be the Naruto Town podcast. So it all started, I can start at the beginning of the show, or I can start back in time. I'll start kind of like the premise of the show. Naruto is, okay, yeah, let's go.
Thank you so much.
We're getting here.
All right, we're here.
Well, now we're here.
Hello.
Mic check 1, 2, 1, 2.
We're here with a couple of members from Pearl Earl, Chelsea and Ariel.
You are correct. Okay. You can call me Earl, too. That works.
Yeah, she's the Pearl Earl, as we know her as.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. She
goes
by Earl.
I go by Earl. That's my nickname.
Right on.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
I like whenever girls have boy nicknames.
I like boy nicknames. I like
I'm just
unisexuality.
I get red. People just call me red. And I'm like, that works for me. That's
fine.
Thank you.
Her initials are red.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
There you go.
I haven't had a chance to see you guys yet play, but you guys were great up there.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to see y'all. Y'all are fun to watch.
We got a bass player coming up, Stephanie Lascano. We're doing a podcast right now.
Yeah.
Hello.
Introducing Stephanie.
My name is Stephanie.
The drummer.
Drummer's off being a Silly Sally. I'm just kidding. I don't know where she's at.
She's probably at the exhibit. I think she's over looking at art.
Yeah. She's an art professor. So, yeah.
Oh,
so,
wow.
She was really excited about this festival.
Oh,
also
really
being,
cool.
like, tied into the museum, you know, because then she'd be like, yes, I get to go to the exhibit. So, yeah, she's probably going to be at the exhibit for a minute, you know.
Oh, that's awesome, though. Yeah.
Exhibit for a minute.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Exhibit for a minute. Yes, you guys like playing today? It's fun, huh?
Oh, yeah. Like, festivals are our jam. I like not having, or I like to play to crowds that don't really have expectations, you know. It's a good variety. It's fun.
Yeah.
It's in nature.
Yeah,
it's
awesome out here. Yeah. So, are y'all normally a Dallas band? Or a
football
band or Denton? Or?
We don't really know. Like, we were born in Denton, and now we are a DFW band, because
yeah.
we don't really play in Denton as much.
Hey, it's her mama. Oh. Her mama's called.
My mom called me.
That's important. If you're not taking
it. Yeah. Put her on speakerphone.
Yeah. Hey, Mom.
Ever do part of the interview.
Yeah, because I've heard of y'all through the Dream Me Life thing.
Yeah.
You know, I heard the Armageddon song that y'all have on
yeah.
the compilation. It's a great tune.
Thank you.
That's like in the middle with a keyword breakdown and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
very cool. You were playing the little Korg. I used to have one of those.
Yeah, micro-Korg. Yeah, micro-Korgs are awesome. And we used to, before we graduated to the Prophet 08 that I have on the bottom keyboard, I used to just play with two micro-Korgs because that's just what we had at the moment. It was one was her micro-Korg, the other one was mine. And so I just like put them together for the longest time. And then all of a sudden we were like, oh, hey, here's a Prophet 08. Let's try that. And I was like, yeah, let's try that. And so, yeah, and since then, it's really beefed up the sound when it comes
yeah.
to, like, the
yeah.
keyboard parts, for sure.
Yeah, because, like, with every new thing like that, you have a different sound now.
Yeah,
it adds
yeah,
to your sound.
Yeah,
and,
yeah, it adds a lot of, what I like about the Prophet is that it has, like, a really, like, intense, like, bass tone, so it makes the ensemble sound fuller, you know? So, it's really, anyway.
That's awesome. So, do you have, like, a website where anybody can find your tunes and stuff?
Yeah, we're on Spotify under Pearl Earl. We're on Facebook. We have a domain, pearlearl.com. We own that domain. And we have a Twitter. We don't use that. And we are pearl_earlians at Instagram.
Cool, right. Cool.
Any shows coming up?
Our next show will be our first show of tour.
Of tour, yeah.
Yeah, we'll be on tour for a month. We're going to be going down to, like, Austin, then going over to the east, south, so, like, Alabama, Georgia. We're playing in cities we've never played before, and then we're going up to North Carolina. I'm skipping a bunch, obviously, but
up to New York,
Chicago. Down the middle, Philly, and Chicago, Kansas.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
We have a day trotter in Iowa at some point.
Ending in Hot Springs and then back to Dallas, Denton.
And then in September, we're going to Canada, so that'll be our first out of the country.
Wow, yeah.
So we're stoked
yeah.
on that.
There's still big things happening.
Yeah.
It's great.
Well, thanks, you guys. It was awesome.
Thank you.
Yeah. Bye.
Enjoy
your
fest.
Yeah. Hey, Zoe.
Yeah?
What do you think about comparing apples to oranges?
They're both fruits.
That's true.
Yeah.
Do you have any other interesting fun facts about apples and oranges?
No.
Okay. Well, that was my interview with Zoe. Hey, this is Zach with the Funky Town Podcast. I'm here with Rita. Say hi, Rita.
Hi.
Hey, Rita. Can I ask you a personal question? It's not a personal
yes.
question. It's how do you feel about comparing apples to oranges?
I don't really. I guess indifferent.
Oh. Okay. So it's very a whatever. Compare them if you want. Is that right?
Yes, but I do like apples more.
Oh, that's interesting. I wouldn't have expected that.
Ken, sorry.
No problem. Thank you so much, Rita. Have a great day.
You do the same.
Hey, this is Zach with the Funky Town Podcast with Eric. What's up? Hey, man. What do you think about comparing apples to oranges?
Apples to oranges. They're both a fruit.
They are both a fruit. That's an acute observation.
They're both tasty.
True, I believe it.
You can both make juices out of them.
Yeah. Oh, apple juice. You make sauce out of one of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can't make orange sauce.
Orange sauce?
That's really, well, maybe you
if,
can.
If a good like chef was like, hey, this is orange sauce, like I would
like a barbecue or something?
Yeah.
Just
put it
on a barbecue. It's pretty good.
Cool. Well, thank you, man. Thanks, have man. A great day.
Hey, you too. Thanks.
Hey, guys. It's Zach at Fortress Fest 2018. I'm Zach of the Funktown Podcast. I'm here with Jeff. How you doing, Jeff?
Great.
So, Jeff Beeson of UNTHSC, you're over here kind of running the medical tent. How's it been going this weekend?
Great weekend. Obviously, the great weather we're having. Everybody's behaving.
That's good.
Taking care of themselves. A little bit of sunburn, a little bit of dehydration, but short of that, everybody's doing wonderful.
That's good. Yeah, I was talking over to Leanne over there, and she's like, yeah, they're so bored over there. I said, that's great.
We got a little busy last night.
That's
a few people partaking in the beverages of choice, but short of that, everybody's been wonderful and safe. And once again,
good.
Day two, great weather, great musicians, good turnout. So.
Oh yeah, yeah. You come and see like the best that this area's got to offer, basically today.
Dude, looking forward to tonight. Tonight's a good band's coming up. So.
Oh yeah. Do you have any favorites?
No, actually, the Texas Gentlemen are pretty good. Looking forward to that one.
I agree. Yeah, they're real, real good. I've been following them for about 4 years or so. Just listen to them, and it's like, man, I want to be a part of it.
Yep. Well, come out, enjoy the music. Just don't come see us.
Oh, okay.
Stay healthy.
Yes.
Stay healthy, my friends.
Stay hydrated. Yeah.
This interesting man. T-com?
Yeah. That's right. The most interesting man at T-com. Stay healthy, my friends.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Well, good. Well, enjoy yourself.
Thank you. Thank you so much, and have a great day.
You too.
Hey, it's Zach again with the Funktown Podcast. I'm back here with Jeff. I just couldn't leave. I had to ask him one last question. Hey, Jeff, what do you think about comparing apples to oranges?
Well, you know, it all depends on the texture.
So that's a big thing for you, the mouthfeel.
Yeah, you know, the pulp and the oranges versus the crisp freshness of an apple. But, you know, one goes good with vodka and the other with rum. So, it all how it happens.
Hey, there you have it. Thank you, Jeff.
There's someone watching you. Someone telling all your secrets. Deepest thoughts can't outweigh its have you lost your mind. Because someone else is trying. It's out of line. Hey, look at me. What the hell is it? Thank you.
Kevin.
Oh, no.
Hey, Kevin.
Hi.
Of Henry Thatcher. You just played Fortress Fest. What do you think about comparing apples to oranges?
Well, I like bananas.
That's not one of the options. You ruined my game here.
Why not? What? Oh, apple to orange. What am I comparing? What's the apple? What's the orange?
How do you feel about it?
Oh, it was great, man. It was all a really fun time.
Oh, yeah.
Any gig's a blast.
Yeah, I believe
it. But this was cool. More people, more exposure. Hopefully we made some new fans, you know.
Word, yeah. I saw a couple of people like, I never heard of these guys, but I sure do like them.
And that's good. Like, oh, as long as they made that voice, I'd be happier.
Yeah, that's exactly what the people in front of me were saying.
Yes!
In the exact voice.
In the voice.
They even kind of look like me.
I've been practicing for my next interview with you. Can you tell?
You'll never be on your...
I know. I can't. I can't top you. I can't top you.
I actually practice randomness.
I know, right? I was all like, okay, I was... Yeah. No, it was awesome, man. Like, anytime you play outside, though, like, the sound goes everywhere. So, like, it's hard to hear, you know, everyone else.
Yeah.
So sometimes you're like, I hope I'm with everybody.
Y'all were. Y'all were tight. Yeah, y'all sounded really great. Okay,
cool. It's not like I had a little extra behind you or whatever.
It did?
Yeah, oh, good, totally good. Did.
Cool.
Yeah, I even looked over at Brittany once and was like, man, I think Richard's having fun.
Oh, yeah.
Because you can tell whenever he's like not feeling it or because it sounds weird or something like that or whenever he's really into it.
Yeah, yeah.
I tell he was really into it.
Yeah, it was fun. I had a little, it was weird at first, but it was good. I mean, just my set. Because it's on a riser, so it moves around.
Oh, yeah.
So it took me a second to get used to.
Did you wear shoes?
I did.
Shoes on?
It's probably, yes. But they're really thin, though.
You have shoes on. That's what the problem is.
I thought about it, but I was all like, I didn't clip my toenails. They look like this.
Yeah.
And my left foot's all ugly like that. Yeah, exactly. Everyone, I would have looked over and there'd been like a whole thing of cameras just on my left foot.
They're all yellow toenails.
They're like, what the hell? Well, yeah, maybe a few yellow ones.
Gross.
I know. But yeah, it was fun, man.
Word.
Go, go, go.
What's up with the guy in the Speedo?
I like that we can always find a generator or a fan or something to stand next to when we do these interviews.
Yeah.
It's nice ambience.
Yeah, just that.
I thought you said maybe the hair.
Word. Every fucking time.
I know, right?
All right, I think Joe wants me to stop.
I go over there and stick your microphone in.
It sounded great, dude.
Yeah,
it sounded really fucking good outside.
So just to confirm, there was no feces or fecal matter in your panties, your underwear.
Before or after?
Good job. Good job.
It
sounded.
My butt is clean.
Well, it sounded clean. The whole set sounded clean.
I was telling Brittany, I was like, y'all were standing around waiting. Then, yeah. Like, 5 or 10 minutes of y'all waiting. It's like, this is when they shit their pants. Because it's just like, come on, I want to play this set.
There was a little belly grumbling going on, but, you know, we clenched tight and fought through.
Didn't butt toot either?
It sounded good.
Yeah.
It was good.
It did.
The only thing was that since it was so bright, the sun... Everybody hitting the shade.
Oh, well, yeah, it was hard on stage because I couldn't see any lights on my pedals. So I couldn't tell if anything was on or off, like when I started songs.
Just fighting through, just go.
Yeah, just go.
So this is the biggest show that you have played with Henry the Archer, right?
Yes.
What about with the whole, all your other bands? Is this the...
You were in Metallica. Was this as big as Metallica?
This is bigger than what Metallica ever did.
Okay.
On your little jaunt.
Yeah. Gotcha. My little jaunt.
Between the Jason and the Rob Trujillo years, you just kind of filled in for a couple
of shows. Yeah, just for like 2 or 3 shows.
Yeah.
We played the...
A record store.
And
a community center.
Yeah, community center.
YMCA.
Yeah.
YMCA.
Here or there.
We played Crowley High School.
Oh, yeah. I remember when Metallica did Crowley.
So was that your full rig, or were you all backlined?
No, that was...
To geek out, but...
No, that was the stages.
Yeah, I was going to say, it seemed...
Sometimes I'm finicky about it, but they sent in a picture, like, we're playing... It's like a whole promotional video for, the Galen Kruger thing, and it's like, okay, they sold me, I'll play on that, so...
Yeah.
Went good. But
sounded good.
Yeah, yeah.
Congratulations, Charles.
Loving it.
You know, this is kind
proud
of weird
of you,
that
man.
We have you pinned in a corner.
I know.
And it looks very scary.
And people keep walking in, and I'm still cornered.
And like, are they going to let me
I think
out,
it's we're in front of their beer.
Yeah.
Are we going to do this? Are we going to do this?
I think we're in front of
their beer. Oh, no. That's just Jeffrey Lord.
All right, bye.
It's just Jeffrey Lord.
Most of this was unusable. Sorry, Jeff.
Here.
Well, hey, Matt Stubbs of Jerry Jonestown Massacre. What do you think about comparing apples to oranges?
Apples to oranges? Apples to apples are really good. Oranges to oranges are really good. When it gets confusing when you start doing apples to oranges.
Right.
Because you have to be creative.
Yeah.
Now, if you take hallucinogenics, it's always known that if you drink orange juice, that things kind of work out for the better. So I would recommend get you some orange juice and just kind of go with it. I don't know. What do you think?
What about apple juice?
I love apple juice.
What about
the only thing that bugged me about apple juice is sometimes if you let it sit long enough, it looks like stale urine. So you're like, should I drink that or should I not?
It's like, how many people are leaving samples on your kitchen counter?
I don't know. That's why I would get tricked into it, because I'd be like, no one's going to leave this here, and then I'd drink it, and they'd be like, oh.
Somebody left a urine sample on my kitchen counter.
Yeah.
I do that sometimes.
That's where I would fuck up.
I go to people's houses, and I just pee in a cup, and then sit it on their kitchen counter.
It's like, Stubbs is going to come around. I'm going to leave this here for Stubbs. Stubbs is going to get this. Watch this.
Glass jar.
And then like an hour later, I come, doop-be-doop-be-doop.
Ooh, some apple juice.
Man, this looks like some clean apple juice. And then I do a shot of it.
That's when I'm dehydrated. When I'm hydrated pretty well.
So it's cloudy. When it's cloudy.
Like grape juice.
So it's more like lemonade. Grape juice, good God.
Yeah, when you're dehydrated,
I need to go to the hospital.
It's cloudy when you're dehydrated.
Yeah, grape juice is like clear.
Yeah.
No, it's grape. It's purple.
I use like green grape juice.
No, if your piss looks like grape juice, then you need to go to the doctor. Unless it's white grape juice. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
He didn't say. Well, I'm talking about purple.
Not the purple. That's grape.
You should get that checked.
That's grape Kool-Aid.
No, yeah, no. If anything's like getting purpley and stuff, you should probably go to the doctor, man.
Oh my.
I mean, I'm not saying. I guess you could still drink it, but I just would probably go to the doctor.
You know, it's sterile.
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Having fun yet?
Yeah, I'm having fun. This currently came up an elevator to the second floor to see Aaron Sanchez behind the bar.
Who y'all seen here? Turn that thing off.
All right, this is Zach with Funktown Podcast. I'm here with Aaron, formerly of Off Radar Podcast, possibly almost part of Off Radar Podcast. He's busy. He's at work. Hey, Aaron of Off Radar Podcast, can I have a Lone Star?
Sure, Zach. Thanks for getting to the point.
Also, how do you feel about comparing apples to oranges?
I think they're both fruits, so it's equal to compare.
Okay. Sure. Whatever you say, boss.
Roger.
Copy that. I don't go by the blink, I go by the time.
No, I'm recording.
Word.
We are live in the Riata room.
Yeah, up backstage in the artist lounge.
The artist lounge. Where we are surrounded by, I think those are Texas gentlemen over there. And then we have buffalo heads and goat heads on the wall.
Yeah.
Then half of a goat.
Half a goat and then half of a painted goat.
We have Aaron Sanchez bartending.
Yeah, he's real cool. I got some interview of him earlier.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. For all you listeners, you may or may not have heard that already.
They probably heard it by now.
Okay.
Who knows how the flow of this is going to go? So, yeah, no, I was saying earlier when it wasn't recording that I would do more festivals like this. If you can go and watch some bands play and then kind of go into a little area and sit down and cool off, have a drink, eat a little bit of food.
Drink for free, eat for free, sure.
Yeah, man, it'd be awesome.
Yeah. I was hoping that'd be more of a tink.
Yeah, plastic against glass. Dunk. Yeah, but it's nice up here.
Yeah. I could get used to this.
I'm trying to sell my trombone. And I got this guy wanting to buy it, so I'm going to try to sell it to him for $150.
That's pretty cool.
It's more than, or it's less than I paid for it, but it's just collecting dust. And I wish, it's an instrument, it needs to be played.
Right.
And I thought I was going to play it, I'm never going to play trombone.
So you don't know how to play trombone?
Nah, not at all.
Why'd you get it?
Well, because I thought I'd learn. I played trombone in the 7th grade.
I've got a 7th and 8th cornet grade. And the same problem. Actually, I had 3 cornets, and then I sold one to Victor. Now I have 2. One was my grandpa's. I'm going to keep that. The other one I need to sell because I don't know how to play it.
If I had a tuba, I'd play it. Or what are the one of the tubas that go around you, sousaphones.
Euphonium, sousaphone.
Yeah. If I had a big bass instrument, I'd play it.
Yeah?
Because I like bump, 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 bump.
You could do some Tejano music.
Yeah, that'd be rad.
Because they're like in all those
probably
songs.
Make money.
Yeah. I learned how to play the accordion.
I know a dude that I work with who plays mariachi. He's in a mariachi band.
Yeah?
Yeah, and they're pretty popular.
Did you say mariachi?
Mariachi.
Mariachi, oops.
Metalachi?
No. Mariachi. I've been drinking.
Is that mariachi band. Metal?
They do metal. It's a mariachi band that marches. Slayer covers and mariachi.
I don't know they march,
style?
But
style. It's pretty funny.
That's kind of cool.
Mariachi de Oro. Mm-hmm. Check them out. They're real cool. Hire them. They're playing Cinco de Mayo. You can't book them for Cinco de Mayo because they're already booked.
Hey, Jeff. How much has he had to drink over there?
Looks like Henry the Archer has found the free food.
Oh, yeah. He couldn't keep him away.
I don't know. I have no idea.
He's giving me eyes.
A bunch.
You've had a bunch. You've had a bunch to drink.
Yeah. I downed that Bloody Mary. Did y'all see how fast I drank that Bloody Mary?
Is there a strong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've only had a shot of the Dripping Springs vodka, and I had a shot of some wine spritzer.
I got sucked into a Texas Gentleman shot.
And then a whiskey
with
coke.
All the Texas Gentleman guys.
Oh, nice.
They had an extra shot, and they're like, "Here, Dusty," because I walked up and this dog was rubbing on Jan's, and yeah. Aaron gave it to me hot. Hot.
And it's supposed to be cold?
I would like a cold. No, there, no shot should be taken hot.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, you don't want it to burn you, and I wasn't expecting it to be hot, and I coughed.
Like, but when you say it's not hot, it's like it's just like room temperature.
Room temperature.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like coffee or nothing.
You need to shake the shots in the shaker.
Hey, what if they have warm shots, like coffee shots? You know, something that's nice and warm.
Well, they
not hot where it burns.
I've had shots that you light on fire.
Then when it's winter, they can do like hot chocolate type shots with like Irish cream.
It's actually like a warm shot, not a cold shot.
Yeah, it's fun. Have y'all enjoyed the day?
Yeah, so far so good.
This is your first day, Mr. Lewis?
Yeah. Well, I came yesterday to see Sammy Kidd.
Yeah, I guess that counts, but what do you think about the whole thing so far?
I like it. I like it a lot better coming into the VIP areas and having air conditioning and drinks.
Do I need to send y'all the link next year?
Yeah, send it to Zach. He's the producer. He's supposed to be producing these kind of things.
I'll just score another artist badge.
Well, it's not a link. I'll tell you when you're off the mic.
Okay, yeah. Don't get the industry secrets away.
Because we don't go through a link. But I'll send you the same thing we use.
Send me the contact info for the guy that might be able to meet your
people. I'm too old to sit out there in the hot sun all day, you know, and too poor to spend $10 a drink.
Well, no, that's why you get this.
That's what I'm saying. I need to start doing this.
Did yesterday was we ate and drank at a media tent, and it wasn't. It's just when you're lazy and you don't want to walk all the way back there, then you pay for one.
Sure.
Or if you're in between bands, you're like, I'll just pay for one so that way I don't have to ride the elevator and go through everything.
But being able to be out of here for 2 or 3 hours and then take a break for 30 minutes.
And then go back out.
And then go back out. That's actually really nice.
Totally makes sense.
Yeah.
Totally makes sense.
But I've really enjoyed all the bands that I've seen. Some
the
of
the three?
Well, I went over to the other stage too. I was watching. Like, I saw Ronnie Hart over there and saw the Lee Fields. I saw some of his thing.
How was that?
It was good. Jim was saying it's like old school R&B soul music kind of whatever. It's baby making music or fast kind of funky dance music. But he was good. He was an old school black dude wearing a crazy suit and just doing his thing. It was just real soulful.
I will say this,
and
on record, everything seems to be working and sounding a lot better than it did yesterday. Yesterday was kind of chaotic and people were pissed.
Even I was talking to Brock Miller. That's last name, right? Miller, Brock? He plays in Andy Pickett, friends with Andy Hand. He was saying that the sound on stage during the Andy Pickett show was really, really good.
I asked all the HTA guys, the sound on stage, they liked it. They said it all sounded good, and I was glad. Because I sent Richard a warning. I said,
right from yesterday, that it was bad.
I sent him last night, I said, get ready, because people have been bitching, so just be pro and fight through it. Don't let it catch you off guard. And when I got here today and we heard Pearl Earl, it was day and night.
Yeah, it sounded great.
Even standing in the audience, it was day and night.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, so they figured out whatever.
Pearl Earl was good.
Yay, Brittany's here.
Hi, Brittany. How are you?
Peter's at our table.
You were
at Kevin Geist is at our table. Waffles of Photographers at our table.
Over there is some of the Texas gentlemen. Over there is some of the Texas gentlemen. None of the Vandaliers, all they left.
No, they're playing.
Ready.
They're playing. Yeah, they're playing right now. Yeah, they're on stage. Yeah, they're which I wanted to see them.
When you really love a band, you feel like a part of their
family.
I was like, yeah.
I probably love it. I haven't seen her in a while. She looks different.
Why are you going to talk about my podcast? We had flow, we had chemistry, everything was going fine. And you walk up here and just all fuck it all up with this smash out of the ground.
Yeah, way to go. Typical Stubbs moment.
I guess I'm going to just go ahead and stop it now. Thanks, Stubbs.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious,
yeah,
right
now. Yeah, and they're piston. The corrugations are
that,
this way.
That sounds supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
And it's only like the ribbons like that. And they
say I love Stubbs.
But yeah. It sounds beautiful. I can't remember.
Why? What have I ever done to you?
No, I got it.
Okay, so we're doing a podcast at the Back Room Riata at the Will Rogers Coliseum.
I think it's
the
Real.
Real. Riata. Real. I think it's Riata.
I think it's the Riata Real, man.
Yeah.
Look, see?
M2, M16.
Is this matching up? The sound?
Yeah,
and
I have one of the
M16s.
All right. The vintage one. And then
we have
overheads, actually.
Okay. Oh, we're doing a double podcast. Here you go. Come here. Let's do a double podcast.
taps the film.
Brittany's chewing food.
This sounds really good on my question.
I win.
Yeah. So
yeah, decent collection.
We have podcast shows. Everyone that's around here, except her, she's in a close proximity of an artist, an actual someone that came out and did work.
Is it still weird that we're here?
Just all natural.
Is it weird? Do you feel like at any moment, like security's going to come up and be like, Jeff, Matt, Stubbs, y'all gonna get the fuck out of here?
No, I don't feel weird about it.
I do. Is it just the weed? Apparently.
Maybe.
Yeah. I thought you weren't too. Do you like use a lot of plugins for?
This is all show. I'm trying to see it. I'm trying to seem cool. Dustin, stop wasting my flavor, dude.
Like I said, I'll edit that out. He really does smoke weed.
Edit it out, man. I'm a cool guy. I understand. No I get it. I get it, guys.
This show will edit. This show doesn't edit.
Yeah. Well, I get it. I understand what happens here in these backstage units.
I
like
messing with the mic. I get it.
Yeah. At the Will Rogers Coliseum backstage with Podcast Gold, and I get it. I get it.
Jeff gets it.
Reefer, man.
Jeff gets it.
I always got it. I just didn't like it.
Every once in a while, we smoke some reefer, but at some point, guys, we have to have a policy of safety and politics.
It's when you want to be highly sarcastic.
What is a high? Hey, Dustin, since Jeff's checked out.
Jeff, when you want to be highly sarcastic, you don't have to go. I get
all
it.
All the time in the world.
I get it. It gets you out of any jam.
It gets you out of any jam.
I got pulled over last night. And I was like, hey, I get it, guys.
I was eating.
I know.
And your job is hard. You're nervous.
I was swerving. I hit a 3-year-old. I get it.
I did a bad day.
Like, yeah, this is how I do it.
But I got a wife and kids. You get that, right?
You understand where I'm coming from, man. Every once in a while, we like to toss back.
You like the way I am.
I get it. Anyway, so... No, I let him finish.
That's the way you do it.
I get it. On a...
Yeah, I think that guy was getting on you earlier. You're like, he's like, I assume you're with a band or something like that. You're like,
No. It was Rita's friend. Yeah, like,
let's say, oh, okay. Yeah. He's like, do you like him? You're like, yeah. Yeah. He's like, it's pretty all right, huh? And you're like, yeah.
But yet he was talking about the band.
You know, you can't really punch the drums.
Well,
you can. I mean, if
there's
a space of silence, right?
Well, no, you can do it.
So the greatest thing that's happened so far, besides the dude from Mexico, Chicano Batman throwing his guitar that we missed, is our buddy is working the artist backstage VIP 4000VX9 bar, and we have no business being here. We're getting smashed.
Look at our buddy.
Yeah.
He's working.
He's working hard.
He's serving beer to our other buddies.
So I just do it.
Chance Morgan.
Yeah.
Good take all the way through.
He's getting drunk and running hard. He's getting drunk. And we're trying to conduct business. And we're trying to conduct business here. We're trying to do pod.
We're doing a promotion. We're working.
That's something really weird.
We're promoting.
Come to the Riata Real and have a drink.
Book your events. Book your events. Jeffrey Lord gets a cut.
I don't know.
I think it's Riata. Just the Riata backstage. No, but they're the ones that are catering.
Yeah, but this is
Riata back room.
I haven't been a big beer, so I don't know.
Last time I went to Riata, I had calf fries, which is cow testicles.
Yes, it is. Oyster fries. Calf fries.
Yeah.
It's also oyster something.
That's what it's called.
Calf fries and also oyster something.
Here, I'm going to give this to you at home.
Oh. So last time I went to Riata was I had a
keep it a little lower, a little lower. Keep it. You got some space.
Don't tell me what to do.
No, you got.
Well, I'm just
watching
here. I'll break this band up right now.
You have to talk
I'll
over the mic.
Break up right now.
Well, the problem is it'll distort. We can't use it.
Okay, sorry.
So pull it down.
Sorry.
Watch these red lights. If they flash, then you're too loud.
I don't like you telling me what to do.
Listen,
he's so bossy. Why is he so bossy? See, I'm not this bossy with my podcast crew.
Listen,
I just kind of let them do whatever they want to do, and that sounds good, you know.
Listen, both these podcasts.
You
don't.
I don't pay them.
Getting paid now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Both you fucking
20% of zero is zero.
I'll be your yuck monkey.
You got to deal with it.
You fucking assholes, listen to me. I'm going to pull both these podcasts over and wear you both out.
No. You're going to stop telling me what to do.
Yeah. We don't have to take this shit.
Yeah.
You're not the boss of us.
I'm the one with a fucking bottle, man.
We're fucking... We're revolting. This is a revolt.
It's like a crossover episode.
Wait, how does this work? I'm not sure how this is going
to
work.
Do you have to listen to them both at the same time?
I think I would, in stereo.
One in the left ear, one in the right ear. That's different podcast. Yeah. Same podcast.
What we're going to do is
different shows.
We're going to get a parking lot, and we're going to have like 100 cars.
Yeah.
And like 50 cars are going to be playing my podcast, and the other 50 are going to be playing his podcast at the same time.
Oh, like the Flaming Lips.
Like the Flaming Lips with the quad thing.
I like this idea.
This is...
Yes.
Yeah. Next level podcast.
Yeah. Brain explosion. Podcast brain explosion.
It would be.
But I like the idea.
Or hold a concert and give everybody headphones.
Yeah.
There's a band playing, but this is what's coming through. No, that's a horrible idea.
I was kind of with you. I like the silent disco things they do.
Yeah, yeah, that was
try that.
I did. I think that'd be kind of neat to actually go see a band play. Well, we did it because the way that we learned about it is Garage Barrage plays out of their garage, obviously, but they have like an electric drum set, and they all just kind of plug right into the thing, so you really don't hear anything out loud. It's just the guitar strings on an electric guitar, which aren't that loud, the beating of the drum and the bass, and that's it, but you don't hear it. And so... if you go over to their house and watch them play, like, then you have to wear headphones to hear them. So it was really weird because we would sit there and like hear them and then take our headphones off and be like, whoa, this is really bizarre.
Yeah. So I wasn't standing there without your headphones. Everybody's dancing.
And there's no sound. No, just a little bit of tapping. You know,
just a lot of breathing.
Yeah, a lot of breathing.
It'd be really weird if you walked into a bar like that.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck is
dead quiet.
Like, you might turn and walk out. That'd be like,
no, that's the thing is, here's my luck. I would do some crazy, like, fucking, I don't know, peyote or some shit that day. And
think
like,
it went deaf?
Yeah.
Whoa! I lost my hearing. I'm in the hospital, man. I don't fucking think things are right.
And then they'd be like, no, oh, no. That was a
silent concert.
Silent concert. Or a silent rock show.
It would be cool.
I think it'd be cool. Show. I don't know if I told you.
Thank you.
You look great.
You guys did really good. Did you feel good about it?
Band, I think you guys, Henry the Archer was the only band that actually fucking threw stuff out to the crowd.
Oh, yeah.
And that was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first shirt hit Ryan and Susie.
Yeah.
And they're like, dude, you need to give it away to somebody who doesn't have a shirt.
The kid right behind us wanted it immediately. She's like, here you go. That Susie's one, cool like that.
Yeah.
One time I hit that guy in the head. I was aiming for that guy. I wish I would have said it beforehand because I thought it was like, oh my god, I nailed it.
We want to talk to our legal representation before we start coming on podcast and talking about that.
Okay.
It's a shirt.
I don't know.
Bust his teeth out.
I aimed at him. I hit him. Yeah. He got a free shirt out of it.
I said a 440.
I don't think he got a bigger guy behind him. But it did hit him right in the head.
But why'd you want to hit him? Did you just pick somebody to throw it at?
Yeah, I was just.
And I think you'd actually hit him.
Did you see Bigfoot giving out stickers too the whole time? And everybody wanted one too. So everybody in the crowd actually act like they were jamming. Y'all were probably the most user friendly band I would say that we've seen. Like the whole crowd, no matter what you're into, generally gravitated to what Henry the Archer was playing.
Nice.
From my view.
Yeah.
I think very good for the whole crowd.
Yeah,
it's probably
fun.
It's
been a
while.
I mean,
now it seemed like y'all were all feeling it.
Yeah,
you can kind of tell whenever the band is in the zone.
Yeah. We're glad
it seemed like y'all were in that zone, kind of having a good time.
We're glad that we could get you on the bill. Jerry Jonestown Massacre Funky Town Podcast Show. Yeah. We're happy we got you on the bill.
The first ever crossover episode.
Yeah. Right.
First ever crossover 50 cars in the garage episode.
No, we did this before. We did this one year at the Fort Worth Weekly Fest.
Richard.
50 cars?
No, just the crossover thing. Where we both videoed that.
You ready to do this?
We're both talking at the same time.
Yeah. You stoked? Dude, Richard from Henry the Archer with the Funky Town Podcast.
And the Jerry Jonestown Massacre.
Hey, do you guys have some flowers?
He does, I'm sure.
Okay.
I haven't smoked in
Yeah.
Okay. I like how that's the first thing that you ask for.
Because I'm on a hunt right now.
We're talking about flowers.
Yeah.
All right, real quick. 5 minutes of seriousness. How badass was it?
It was fun, man. It was really fucking awesome. The crowd was fucking awesome. The response was fucking awesome. Charles Pagenson guy in the distance was awesome with a t-shirt.
Intentionally. He aimed at that guy.
That's crazy.
And it hit him.
Yeah, but I love the response of the audience. I thought it was a great show.
It seemed to me, like I was telling
Jeffrey the Lord, that it seemed like that was the most like user friendly like set that was like everybody in the crowd was into it.
Yeah, so we had to cut a song short, but that's happened. We built the set to prepare to cut the song short, so mm-hmm. So we did that. But yeah, you never know what's going to happen. Apparently they're having sound issues at the other stage, so it caused the other band to have to start
a little later.
So we just chopped the song.
Just one song, that's good.
Yeah, so we did drop. Usually we play more songs than that, because usually we play about an hour. This was a 45-minute set. So, but yeah, we just trimmed the fat, man. We just enjoyed the more upbeat, catchy stuff, you know?
It was well done.
Thank you, man.
Yeah, you picked the right song to close with.
Yeah, that was awesome.
So I was yelling. I was like, "Do you want whatever?"
Did you want rocking or
understand what anybody was saying?
Well, you go, "Do you want dancey or heavy?" And I swear it was like half and half.
Yeah,
it was like heavy, dancey. You know.
Yeah, I was like, "What the fuck is that?" Yeah, I don't know, man.
How's it feel to play a festival and be like one of the heaviest bands on the bill? Actually,
that's what I was telling these guys.
You guys were the Slayer.
I thought it was awesome. I really enjoyed it, especially in the breakdown of one song. It's like.
I've never seen
Richard do that, and then I kind of looked around, I was like, "What the fuck? He's feeling it, dude!" Because he came with the "Give it up,"
my delay pedal was holding the sustain.
I can't hear you.
Is that Lamb of God, Richard?
Yeah, inside me, it's my Walls of Jericho.
Yeah, you did really well.
Even your vocals are a little more raspy. You're screaming a little bit more.
So that's the other thing. So I have this problem that I don't know if it's just me, but I think I'm like allergic to these fog machines, and they had a fog machine backstage, and you couldn't see it because the fan was dissipating the smoke, but the chemicals are still in the air. And we played a show a while back, and there was a fog machine, and I had to like boot it off stage because it got in my throat, and it started closing my voice up, and it started. So I think that a little bit played a role today. It was that fog machine. For me, it was a lot of fun. Man.
It looks like extra passion.
Yeah, right?
It's like, oh, I'm fucking pain. Now this guy's into it, yeah!
Yeah, and then because of that, I needed my inhaler, which then, we got to unite the crowd.
That's Matt Stubbs first, too. I've never seen a frontman of a band come with a, hey, guys, we got to take a break because I got to hit my inhaler.
And then there are a couple guys in the crowd, so I'm like, yeah, inhalers!
Yeah. Richard tells the chemicals that are in it, albuterol.
Yeah.
Albuterol.
Yeah.
Albuterol.
It's a diet drug.
Yes. I think it even got or some asthma. Cheers.
Yeah, it did get some cheers. It totally did.
Well, the point of it was to say, like, if anybody tells you you can't sing because you have asthma, don't give up. If that's what you want to do,
right, you totally can. You just got to take a hit every now and again.
Okay, so you've been on our show 10 times probably, and you and I have hung out several nights.
Yeah, yeah.
This is the first time I heard about that. I was like, well, I didn't know that he had asthma. He just fucking came with that. You can do whatever you want.
Yep.
That's cool.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. You're spokesman of asthma.
Spokesman of asthma. Athesma?
Athesma. That and marijuana.
It's phonetically, is that right? Phonetically pronounced athesma? Is that right?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I thought it was asthma.
It just feels better to say athesma.
I like athesma.
Athesma.
It sounds like a band.
It does sound like a band.
It should be a band.
Athesma.
Athesma, too.
It'll be our jizz pop band. Yeah.
But yeah, no, thank you for being here, man.
Oh, I wouldn't mess it for the world. Usually I bet, like last year I bailed on the second day, but it's a really weird festival where they have the local bands all play on the second day, which I don't know if I agree with or not, but I don't know.
Yeah.
It was weird to have that, and I was like, there's no way that I'm not coming back out here today, because I was out here last night, and it was well worth it to see you guys.
Thank you, man.
I was proud. Proud to know y'all.
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
And you did it right. Like, you represented and you did your shit. Very professional.
Thanks,
brother. It looked like you had done 1,000 festival shows to me.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, totally.
That's what was really cool about it.
Fuck yeah.
So you can pay me later.
I will.
But congratulations. I know you want to let loose and party a little bit. Love you, brother.
Yeah. Hey, be careful.
Love you, too.
Love you, man.
Be right back.
Can I call you Ricardo?
You can say Ricardo.
Ricardo from Henry the Archer.
Her dick is fine, too.
Charles is... What is Charles in Spanish? It's Carlos. Carlos.
Carlito.
De Henry de Archer.
Si.
And Cavino.
Yeah, si.
All right. Nota.
But yeah, si. Mi Ricardo.
Yeah, mi Ricardo. Whatever he said.
That was fun. All right, I hope you were able to decipher between voices and able to concentrate on one conversation and not pick up all the background stuff. I know it's really noisy in the bar that you just heard, but that was cool. That was really cool. We left the concert area, went across the parking lot where the Will Rogers Coliseum is or whatever, and then went up to the second floor, and there was a bar, and there was Aaron Sanchez, and we sat and hang out and had some drinks, and people started coming in, more people came in, we just had a good time. So after this, we left, went downstairs, back out, and we got to see the last couple of songs of the Vandaliers. I hadn't seen them. They are fantastic. And then we went over and watched some of Courtney Barnett. I'm not into the modern music scene so much, so I don't know who a lot of people are. I don't know Courtney Barnett. She was cool, and she had a crowd, and they were on fire, and she was on fire, and it was just a lot of energy. It was really good stuff. I definitely need to check out more Courtney Barnett. I would have loved to have seen Father John. I've never heard of him until this either, but everybody says that he's just fantastic, and I'm really curious about him now, and I would have liked to have seen and heard his music for the first time live, but that didn't work out. We had to go pick up the little boy from Nana's house, get back home. By the time we got home, we were beat all day Monday, all day today. That's what today is. Today's Monday. Happy Monday. And but overall, it was cool. It was really great to see a lot of my Fort Worth friends that I've met over the past 5 years on a bigger stage in front of a bigger crowd, people who don't know them, watching them react to them and liking it and appreciating it and digging it. It was cool, and everybody was super cool to me and my family. And when I started this podcast, I didn't know anybody around here. I didn't know, you know, Joe and Zach and Rebecca and Susie and Dustin and Stubbs and all these characters, Richard, and you know, everybody that I talk about and I hang out with, I met doing this, and it's been awesome. And yesterday was a really cool event, and it's cool to see everybody there just having a good time. Looked at Facebook, everybody was having fun, and it, those people there that I know that I didn't even see when I was there. So I look forward to it next year. The only thing I wish they would do is I wish they would add more art to the actual concert experience. I don't know, use some of the old buildings around there and let some artists come in and do some exhibits. You could mix music and art. You could have some DJs over there. It'd be a place to, you know, chill and kind of relax. You know, you have bands playing all day long, and if you want, you can go across and see some DJs and check out some really cool art. I don't know. I think it'd be neat. That's what they did in Houston with that Day and Night or Day to Night or whatever it was festival that I went to with Dustin in downtown Houston. That's kind of what they did, and it was really cool. And I think if Fortune Fest is going to be right around the museum district, it'd be really cool if they not only incorporated the local music like they have been, but also started to, you know, maybe get some more or get some local artists in there to do some of their stuff, and maybe even have some national art exhibit come through at the same time. It's just an idea. I think that would be really, really cool. So anyways, overall, it was a good deal. And after I left, it seems like Zach might have gone a little crazy. I probably should have left the recorder with him if he would have recorded some of that gold. Who knows? But anyways, I hope it was an okay listen for you guys. If you didn't get to go next year. It was super fun. And I'm super proud of all my Fort Worth friends that were doing their thing yesterday, because everybody just killed it. They're just fantastic. So, peace out, everybody. Here comes some Ronnie Hart. We'll be right back.
Thank you.